Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
It may look like the people and the circumstances in your life are really the problem, but truthfully, the Bible tells us that our battle is really with the devil. In Ephesians chapter 6 and 11, it tells us to put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all of the strategies of the devil. And he's got a lot of different strategies. And listen, he has deceived the best. The Bible says, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. It's bad enough to have enemies, but when they're unseen, that makes it even worse. And then the Bible says, it says against powers in this dark world, that's influence, and against evil spirits. Those are evil beings that try to influence us and hurt us and harm us. The Bible says in the heavenly places. Now, what you must understand is that one of the devil's strategies to destroy you is to influence you to have a divided heart when it comes to God. And this is the reason why I was talking about love as we started. The devil's suggestion is to give God only a part of your love, your loyalty, and your time. And the devil really is the one waging an attack against you for the battle of your heart. That battle is for your affections. Who will sit on the throne of your heart? Who will govern and influence your emotions and your will? He wants you to cheat on God. The title of our message today is A Cheating Heart Will Make You Weep. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 in verse 1, the Apostle Paul said this to the church. Please bear with me, for I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. I promised you as a pure bride to one husband, Christ. But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. You see, the devil is trying to influence you to cheat on your relationship with God. And maybe you have never seen it this way before, but love is always what your relationship with God is all about. Now, the devil influenced the children of Israel to commit spiritual adultery on their way to the promised land. That's like having an affair with someone on your way to your honeymoon location. God had just delivered them from the slavery of Egypt. And they followed their wandering hearts to say, make us other gods that we can worship. Imagine that. When your decision is not to fully give yourself to God, then you will give yourself to anybody and anything. Don't be deceived. Don't think it won't happen to you. In Exodus chapter 32 and verse 1, it tells the story. It says, when the people saw how long it was taking Moses to come back down from the mountain from meeting with God, they gathered around Aaron and they said, come, make us some gods that will lead us. We don't know what happened to this fellow Moses. They actually got tired of waiting on the Lord. Guys, listen, we have to stop taking the blessings of God in our lives as just casual things, as things that were just supposed to happen. They had been slaves in Egypt for 400 years. God sends this man to deliver them, and he does it through signs and wonders and miracles. And now Moses has gone up to the mountain to meet with God, to receive God's message to these people. And because he's taking too long, they get upset and say, hey, we need to push on. Make us some other gods that we can worship, as though there could possibly be a replacement for God himself. And yet there are people every single day that think that they can replace God's true influence and the blessings that he gives them for something else in their life. It's total deception. But that's what they believed. Make us some other gods, is what they said. But your cheating heart will make you weep. In verse 19, it says, when they came near to the camp, that's Moses and Joshua, that are coming down from the mountain because they hear noise in the camp. They thought there was a war going on. God said, no, it's not a war. These people have turned against me already. Moses saw the calf and the people dancing, and he was angry. He threw the stone tablets to the ground, smashing them at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf that they had made, and he burned it. And then he ground it into powder and threw it into the water and forced all of the people to drink it. Imagine that. When you allow your heart to cheat on God, you will drink the bitterness of your behavior. Moses saw that Aaron had let the people get completely out of control. So he stood at the entrance of the camp and he shouted, all you who are on the Lord's side, come here and join me. And all the Levites gathered around him. And he told them, this is what the Lord God tells me to tell you to do. Each of you, take up your sword and go back and forth and from one end of the camp to the other, kill everyone, even your brothers, your friends, your neighbors. And the Levites obeyed Moses' command, and about 3,000 people were killed that day. What's amazing is this: they had been delivered from Egypt, but Egypt was still in them. Today, Christians are copying the world's attitudes and behavior toward God. And this is something that we really all have to think about, folks. We were not put here in this world to assimilate into the culture of this world. No, we were sent here to be lights. We were sent here to be salt that influenced our culture for God. But today, many Christians are copying the attitudes of the world. They're trying to fit in. And they're trying to serve God where it's convenient. They dress like the world. They hang out in the places of entertainment. They drink their brew. They watch and listen to things that make the Holy Spirit leave the room. Listen, as a child of God, you've been delivered from that lifestyle. So why are you flirting with sin? Warning, a cheating heart will make you weep. You are headed for heartache when you cheat on God. 1 John 2 and 15, it says, do not love the world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. Some people want to straddle the fence. They're going to say, I can serve God, but hey, I don't have to be exactly like that. That's being fanatical. I can still do some of the things that my friends are doing, some of the things that I want to do. The Bible says the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see and pride in our achievements and possessions. And these are not from the Father. They come from the world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. You know, when Jesus Christ returns, and it will be soon according to Bible prophecy, many professing Christians will be unaware and will not be ready to leave with him in the rapture because of their cheating heart. In Matthew chapter 25, it talks about individuals who were supposed to be waiting for the Lord's return, and Jesus gave this parable. And he said, starting in verse 1, then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. But when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. What is the purpose of a lamp with no oil? But the wise took flask of oil with them and their lamps. Well, the Bible tells us that the bridegroom came back and they did not have oil, the foolish ones. And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came and they weren't ready to go into the marriage feast. And then the door was shut. Afterwards, the virgins came out and they said, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, truly, I say to you, I don't know you. And then Jesus said, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour of my return. Now, oil is a type of the Holy Spirit's presence. You see, the foolish virgins had the look of a relationship with God, but really they only had religion. There are so many people today, if you watch them, you'd think they sincerely had a relationship with God, but it's only religion. And there are so many religions in the world today. Many of them don't even believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. These people had no oil so that there was no way for them to buy a relationship with God. You can't buy a relationship with God. You can't talk your way into heaven. You can't fake your way into heaven. The only way is through Jesus Christ, who is the door. And God does not accept a divided heart.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. This Sunday, Pastor Steve continues his powerful series on the Book of Revelation, The Unveiling. Here's Pastor Steve with more.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. At our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., I will be teaching a series on the Book of Revelation, titled Revelation, The Unveiling. I'm diving deep into one of the most mysterious, powerful, and talked about books in the entire Bible. The Book of Revelation, Wars and Rumors of Wars, Plagues, Judgments, The Rise of the Antichrist, The Return of Christ. What does it all mean? Are we living in the last days? Join me every Sunday as we walk through the Book of Revelation, verse by verse, unpacking prophecy, revealing truth, discovering what God has told us about the end of the age. If you've ever wondered about what's coming next, God is speaking through His Word. Come and hear what He is saying. Bring your family and bring your Bible. Revelation, The Unveiling.
Don't miss this powerful word. Make plans now to join us this Sunday as Pastor Steve continues his compelling series on the Book of Revelation, The Unveiling. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God does not accept a divided heart. You compromise your devotion by drinking, using drugs, gambling, sex out of wedlock. Folks, listen, listen. People are professing Christians and doing these things. But I need to let you know today, you're cheating on your relationship with God. I'm not preaching at you, I'm preaching to you. As I said, the message today is a cheating heart will make you weep. Why? Because what you sow into your relationship with God is going to affect every other relationship that you have. And I want you to think about this, because some of your relationships in your life are failing right now because of your unfaithfulness to God. You want your family to be faithful to you. You want your spouse to be faithful to you. You want your children to be faithful. You want the job to be faithful to you, but you're cheating on God. Look at the person next to you and say, I got a question for you. How's that working for you? Folks, listen. This is a principle. The Bible says in Galatians 6 and 7, do not be fooled or deceived. You cannot cheat God. People harvest only what they plant. And if they plant to satisfy their own sinful natures, their own self, their sinful selves will bring them ruin. But if they plant to please the Holy Spirit, then they will receive life eternal. Look at the person next to you and say, God is the foundation for every other relationship. When you're faithful to God, He'll make all the other relationships work. It's what you sowed for. Now, guys, listen, that's a revelation, and you need to listen to what I'm saying to you today. Because there are many people who make a covenant but don't follow through, because they're just not committed to the relationship. Some of you have been in relationships with people like that. They said one thing, but they did something totally different. When you didn't agree with them, they said, bye. Because it was their way or the highway. Often we treat God like that. But we don't say bye, we just kind of hang around. But I'm going to say it again, your faithfulness to God is the foundation for all of your other relationships. You listen, when God doesn't agree with what you're doing, when His word is different, listen, if you really love God, take it. Believe it. Receive it. Because you're in a covenant relationship. Jesus said that the first and the greatest commandment that we must all fulfill is to give God the governing authority over our hearts, over our minds, over our decisions. In Matthew chapter 22 and 37, it says, Jesus said, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul. And this is the first and greatest commandment. Folks, listen, the Bible is telling us that unless we are willing to let God drive and we remain the passenger, we really don't love Him. You know, people lie every day saying God told them to do this or do that. And the reason why they do is because they don't think that anyone knows the difference. There are some people who do know the difference because of the supernatural power of God. But I want to let you know that not realizing that you're lying to God can bring judgment on your life. Listen, when it's your idea, don't say God had anything to do with it. One of the commandments is do not take the Lord your God in vain. That actually means do not say God said something and He didn't. That's a sin. That'll bring judgment on you. In fact, let me give you an example from the scripture in Acts chapter 5. Starting with verse 1, it talks about a couple who died for lying to God's servants. They didn't think it was going to happen, but they both died the same day. And they died in church. Wasn't that exciting? Ushers locked the doors. A certain man named Ananias, who with his wife Sapphira sold some property, he brought part of the money to the apostles, claiming that this is the full amount. And he did this with his wife's consent, but they kept the rest. So here they are, and really they're copying what other people had already done in the church, but they wanted to be seen. So they agreed together that we will say that we got this amount of money and say that we're giving it all to the church, but we won't. We'll keep some for ourselves. Well, during the service, Peter said, Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart so that you would lie to the Holy Spirit? You kept some of this money for yourself. He just got finished saying, we sold property. And I want to let you know, because we love God so much, we are giving it all to the church. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And Peter just looked at him and said, Ananias, the Holy Spirit just told me you lied to him. You kept some of that money for yourself, didn't you? He didn't know what to do. He was standing there in front of the whole church. What was supposed to be honor for him now looked like disgrace. He didn't know what to say. He was just looking there like, oh my goodness. He went on to say, Peter, that is, the property was yours to sell or not to sell as you wished. And after selling it, the money was also yours to give or not to give. Now, how could you do a thing like that? You weren't lying to us. You were lying to God. What is it about the church today that people have lost the fear of God? Is it because the church is so powerless? They don't see the power of God. They don't experience the presence of God to understand you can't lie in church and not have it affect you. You can't deceive people who are anointed by God and have it not affect you, or at least make them think that they don't know that you're lying. Oh, it's quiet in here. I love it. As soon as Ananias heard these words, he fell on the floor and died. There was nothing else he could say. He said, Ananias, out. He fell to the floor, he died, and everyone who heard about it was terrified. They said, I'm not going back to that church anymore until I clean up my act. While Ananias was laying on the floor, the Bible says the young men came and got him. And then they had the second service.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. This concludes part one of today's message. Be sure and join us for part two tomorrow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, simply go to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of the message for today is Your Cheating Heart Will Make You Weep. And this is part one. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
If you've never received Jesus Christ into your heart or would like to renew your relationship with him, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I am sorry for them and I forsake them now. I invite you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Your word says, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. I do believe, and I do confess that Jesus is the Son of God. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer with me, then Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And I want to encourage you to continue to seek God by talking to Him as your best friend. Read the Bible. Trust God for all of your needs. He's always there with you. God bless you and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.